This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 99.
В эфире 99. Из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы научимся давать оценку определенным событиям, пьесам, книгам. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Actor.
Актер.
Comedy. Comedies.
Комедия. Комедии.
Drama.
Драма.
Play.
Пьеса.
Roommate.
Сосед по комнате.
Scene.
Сцена.
Theater.
Театр.
To compare.
Сравнивать.
To cry. Cried.
Плакать. Плакал.
To develop.
Развиваться.
To hate.
Ненавидеть.
To prove.
Доказать.
To remind.
Напоминать.
To move.
Волновать. Трогать.
Moving.
Трогательный.
To leave.
Уезжать.
Awful.
Ужасный.
Emotional.
Эмоциональный.
Real.
Реальный.
Serious.
Серьезный.
Next door.
Рядом.
Rather.
Довольно.
Rather interesting.
Довольно интересно.
Either or.
Или-или. Одно из двух. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер и его жена обсуждают спектакль, который они только что посмотрели. Они зашли в кафе и беседуют о пьесе.
Let's have some coffee.
All right. There's a coffee shop next door.
That would be nice.
Two coffees, please.
Did you like the play, Martin?
It was interesting.
Yes, it was interesting, but did you like it?
I'm not sure. What did you think?
Well, it was interesting. I really liked the first half.
Really? I thought the first half was rather slow.
Maybe it was a little long, don't you think?
I don't know. It was either too slow or too long. I don't know which.
What about the second half? Did you like it?
I liked it very much.
I thought it was very moving.
What do you mean, moving?
Oh, Martin, you know what moving means.
Sometimes what you call moving doesn't move me.
You're not easily moved by plays.
I guess not. What did you find moving?
I thought the death scene was very moving. I felt exactly as the father did.
Yes, that was rather emotional. Did you cry?
You know, I always cry at emotional scenes. Did you cry?
No, I don't cry at plays.
Really? I thought I saw you.
Perhaps a little. I found the last scene very sad. When the children left home, I think I cried a little.
Did it remind you of our children?
They haven't left home.
But they will. That was the saddest thing in the play.
But was it real?
What do you mean?
Is that what really happens in families?
Of course. Your children grow up and they leave home. I left home, you left home, and our children will leave home.
And our children will leave home. Let's not talk about that. I feel sad again. Are you crying?
A little. I'll be all right in a minute. Where's the coffee?
Here it is. Thanks.
May I have some sugar, please?
Sorry. Here.
Don't you think the last part was too fast?
Do you think the actor spoke too fast?
No, I don't mean that.
What do you mean?
It developed too fast.
I see what you mean. The mother got sick, then she died very quickly. Then the children left home. It happened so fast.
That's what I mean.
Давая оценку пьесе или книге, мы обычно говорим о том, что нам нравится или не нравится. Послушайте, что Мартин и Айлин говорят о пьесе.
It was interesting.
I really liked the first half.
I thought the first half was rather slow.
Maybe it was a little long. I thought it was very moving.
Yes, that was rather emotional.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I liked the love scene so much.
I liked the love scene so much.
I didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it at all.
I think it was very moving.
I think it was very moving.
Yes, that was rather emotional.
Yes, that was rather emotional.
Maybe it was a little long.
Maybe it was a little long.
Теперь ответьте на вопросы Мартина и попробуйте дать оценку нашему уроку английского языка. Укажите, что вам нравится и что не нравится.
What do you think of the music?
Говорите живее. I like it или I don't like it.
Did you like the lesson?
Живее. Yes, I did. Или No, I didn't.
Do you like to speak English during the lesson?
Yes, I do.
Do you think Martin and Eileen were interesting?
Yes, I do. Или, no, I don't.
Should we go home?
I'd like more coffee.
Мартин и его жена Айлин зашли в кафе рядом с театром и продолжают обсуждать пьесу, которую они только что посмотрели.
Would you like more coffee?
No, could I have some water?
Okay. Waiter.
Can I bring something else? Would you like some dessert?
No dessert, thanks. Could I have more coffee and a glass of water?
Sure.
Did you like this play as well as the last one?
What was the last one? Was that the comedy?
Yes, the one about the family in New York.
Here you are. Who gets the water?
I do. Thanks.
Have you been to the theater?
Yes, we have.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Yes, we did.
There were some problems, but we both liked it. Have you seen the play?
Yes, my roommate is in it.
Really?
He was the son.
He was very good.
He hates the play.
Why? We thought it was very real.
That's probably why he doesn't like it. It's too real. His mother died last year.
Oh, I see. How awful. And he has to see his mother die every night in the play.
He wants to leave the play.
That's too bad.
Waiter!
Excuse me. I'm glad you liked the play. I'll tell him you liked it.
Tell him we liked him, too.
That's very interesting.
Isn't it? That proves it was very moving. It moves the actors, too.
I guess you're right. What were we talking about before the waiter came?
How this play compared with the comedy.
I can't compare them. This was a serious drama. The other was a comedy.
I liked this one better.
But you always like a serious play better. You don't really like comedies, do you?
Maybe not. I can't remember a comedy I liked. Can you?
Not this year. Not last year either. I guess I don't like comedies very much either.
Martin, you're a writer.
A reporter.
Well, you write.
Yes, I write stories for radio.
How would you make the play better?
I think it could be better. First, I would make the first half shorter. Don't you think that would help?
But I liked everything in the first half. What would you leave out?
That's the problem, isn't it? I don't write plays, you know.
Maybe you should.
Оценка книги, пьесы или какого-нибудь события часто зависит от наших личных качеств и индивидуальности. Послушайте, что говорят Мартин и Айлин о пьесе, которую они только что посмотрели.
There are some problems, but we both liked it.
He hates the play. It's too real.
Tell him we liked him too. That proves it was very moving. I liked this one better.
I guess I don't like comedies very much either.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I liked the sports event.
I liked the sports event.
I didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it at all.
This book is very interesting.
This book is very interesting.
I don't like comedies very much.
I don't like comedies very much.
Теперь, отвечая на вопросы Мартина, расскажите, как вам понравился новый фильм, спортивное состязание или последняя музыкальная передача?
How did you like the sports event?
Говорите живее. I liked it very much. Или I didn't like it.
Did you like the music you heard?
Живее. Yes, I did. Или no, I didn't.
Are you happy about the movie you saw?
Yes, I am. Или no, I am not.
I'm very happy we saw the play, aren't you?
Yes, I always enjoy going to the theater.
Even when you don't like the play.
I like talking about it.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Актер.
Actor. Actor.
Комедия. Комедии.
Comedy. Comedies. Comedy. Comedies.
Драма.
Drama. Drama.
Пьеса.
Play. Play.
Сосед по комнате.
Roommate. Roommate.
Сцена.
Scene. Scene.
Театр.
Theater. Theater.
Глаголы сравнивать.
To compare. To compare.
Плакать, плакал.
To cry, cried. To cry, cried.
Развиваться.
To develop. To develop.
Ненавидеть.
To hate. To hate.
Доказать.
To prove. To prove.
Напоминать.
To remind. To remind.
Волновать, трогать.
To move. To move.
Уезжать.
To leave. To leave.
Прилагательные. Ужасный.
Awful. Awful.
Эмоциональный.
Emotional. Emotional.
Трогательный.
Moving. Moving.
Реальный.
Real. Real.
Серьезный.
Serious. Serious.
Наречие. Рядом.
Next door. Next door.
Довольно.
Rather. Rather.
Союзы. Или, или. Одно из двух.
Either or. Either or.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 99-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим об оценке деловых качеств сотрудников какого-либо учреждения. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Оценка.
Evaluation.
Порядок хранения или подшивки документов.
Filing. File.
Усовершенствование, улучшение.
Improvement.
Ошибка.
Mistake.
Исследование, изучение.
Research.
Календарное планирование.
Scheduling.
Неприятность, трудность.
Trouble.
Электронная обработка текста.
Word processing.
Оператор, занимающийся электронной обработкой текста.
Word processor.
Помогать.
To assist.
Продолжать.
To continue.
Хранить или подшивать бумаги в определенном порядке.
To file. To do the filing.
Упоминать, называть.
To mention.
Приводить в порядок, систематизировать.
To organize.
Содержать в порядке.
To keep in order.
Усовершенствовать.
To improve.
Точный, правильный.
Accurate.
Отличный.
Excellent.
Справедливый, честный.
Fair.
Быть хорошего мнения о ком-то.
To think highly of somebody.
Аккуратный.
Neat.
Особый, конкретный, определенный.
Specific.
Правдивый.
Truthful.
Вообще, в общем.
In general.
В порядке.
In order.
В пути, в дороге, на дороге.
On the road.
В чем дело?
What's the trouble?
Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу.